This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. SSRIs show distinct metabolic effects on developing brain cells, Karolinska study reveals. A study from Karolinska Institute has found that different selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, produce measurably different effects on energy metabolism and oxidative stress in developing nerve cells, suggesting that these widely prescribed antidepressants are not biologically equivalent at the cellular level. Published findings indicate variations in how SSRIs alter metabolic processes and lipid profiles during early neural development, though researchers emphasize the work does not establish causality with neurodevelopmental disorders. 3+ distinct metabolic pathways affected differently by individual SSRI medications in developing neurons. SSRI metabolic effects on developing nerve cells, relative impact on energy metabolism, oxidative stress and lipid composition by drug type: sertraline 2-cent, fluoxetine 78-cent, paroxetine 71-cent, citalopram 45%. Source: Karolinska Institute study, Georgian Medical Journal News. Metabolic pathways show drug-specific responses. The Karolinska team examined how 5 commonly used SSRIs altered cellular energy production, reactive oxygen species, ROS, accumulation, and lipid composition in cultured developing neurons. Each medication demonstrated a distinct fingerprint of metabolic change, with some producing greater alterations in ATP-dependent processes and others showing more pronounced effects on oxidative stress markers. These findings align with emerging evidence in Nature Medicine and related journals that individual psychiatric medications produce heterogeneous biological effects despite sharing the same pharmacological class. The variation observed suggests that current clinical practice, often treating SSRIs as interchangeable, may warrant reconsideration at the mechanistic level, even if clinical efficacy remains comparable in many patient populations. What the data reveals about neuronal development: in developing neurons, energy metabolism and redox balance are critical for synapse formation, axonal growth, and neural network assembly. The study found that different SSRIs disrupted these processes in varying degrees, with some medications producing lipid profile changes that could theoretically affect myelin development and neuronal membrane integrity. However, the researchers stressed that observed metabolic alterations do not translate directly to clinical harm. As noted by the National Library of Medicine, in vitro cellular studies establish biological mechanisms but cannot establish causation for complex outcomes like autism spectrum disorder or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in human populations. The gap between cellular mechanism and clinical outcome remains substantial and requires prospective epidemiological evidence to bridge. Clinical implications remain uncertain pending further investigation. SSRIs are routinely prescribed to pregnant women and nursing mothers for depression and anxiety, with current guidelines from organizations including the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists suggesting benefits often outweigh potential risks in appropriately selected patients. The Karolinska findings do not contradict this guidance. Rather, they provide new biological detail about how these drugs function at the cellular level during critical developmental windows. Regulatory agencies, including the FDA and European Medicines Agency, monitor post-marketing safety data continuously. If future observational studies or larger cohort analyses identify associations between specific SSRIs and neurodevelopmental outcomes, this mechanistic data from Karolinska may help explain the biological substrate. For now, clinicians and patients should interpret these findings as advancing fundamental knowledge rather than prompting immediate changes to treatment decisions. See our clinical updates section for related drug safety coverage. Different SSRI medications produce measurably distinct alterations in energy metabolism, oxidative stress, and lipid composition in developing nerve cells, suggesting these drugs are not biologically equivalent at the cellular level, though causality with neurodevelopmental disorders remains unproven. Karolinska Institute Research Team, 2026. Key takeaways: 5 commonly prescribed SSRIs show distinct metabolic fingerprints in developing neurons, with variations in ATP production, reactive oxygen species, and lipid profiles, the findings do not establish that SSRIs cause autism, ADHD, or other neurodevelopmental conditions, only that cellular mechanisms differ between drugs. Current clinical guidance supporting SSRI use in pregnancy and postpartum depression remains evidence-based. This research provides mechanistic context, not new safety signals. Further prospective cohort and epidemiological studies are needed to determine whether metabolic differences translate to clinical differences in human neurodevelopment. Frequently asked questions: does this study mean SSRIs cause neurodevelopmental disorders? No. The study documents cellular metabolic changes in laboratory nerve cells, which is distinct from demonstrating causation of complex neurodevelopmental outcomes in humans. In vitro findings require validation through epidemiological cohort studies and clinical trials before causal claims can be made. Current evidence does not support a causal link between SSRI exposure and autism or ADHD. Should pregnant women stop taking SSRIs based on this research? No. This study does not alter current clinical guidance. Major medical organizations, including ACOG and the American Psychiatric Association, advise that the benefits of treating maternal depression and anxiety with SSRIs often outweigh potential risks in appropriately selected patients. Any changes to medication should be made in consultation with an obstetrician or psychiatrist, not based on mechanistic laboratory findings alone. Why do different SSRIs have different metabolic effects if they work the same way? Although SSRIs share the same primary mechanism, blocking serotonin reuptake, they differ in chemical structure, metabolism, half-life, and secondary receptor interactions. These differences can produce variable effects on mitochondrial function, antioxidant systems, and membrane composition. The study suggests that beyond their shared serotonergic action, SSRIs have distinct off-target effects on cellular metabolism, highlighting why one SSRI may work better than another in individual patients. The Karolinska findings contribute to a growing body of mechanistic research that highlights the biological complexity of psychotropic medications. As psychiatric drug development advances toward personalized medicine approaches, understanding drug-specific metabolic signatures may eventually inform more tailored prescribing, but such clinical translation remains years away and will require integration with large epidemiological datasets and genetic studies. Source: How different SSRIs affect metabolism in early brain development.